Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sila, sila bazalwane, ngiyathembisa futhi ukuthi akunala siyakhona. Ngiyazi ukuthi last week sibe ne-challenge yokuthi ke usizwe ku-AM 657. Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngoba nako sesibuyile, uyakwazi ukuthi uphinde usilalele kuyo radio. Sibonga imikhuleko yenu, siyabonga ukuthi yazi nihlezi nisithwala ngale mikhuleko nanoma kunzima, ngoba bekunzima bazalwane, iya-affecta kakhulu ukwazi ukuthi kukhulunywa ivangeli ngapha ndeni kukhona abanye abangalizwa, kusi-affecta kakhulu ngoba siyakuthanda, sithanda ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi uhlezi nje uvuselekile uthola la mazwi okuphila. Zivuliwe incingo 0123341322, unezwi uthanda ukulishara nathi this afternoon. You are more than welcome ukuthi ushare nathi, or mhlampe kunalokho uNkulunkulu akubeke in your spirit. Yes, khuluma nathi. Mhlampe kungaba yindaba futhi engakuphethe kahle emphefumulweni, uthi hey, nayo into iyangidla. Khuluma ingakudli uwedwa, ngoba kubuhlungu ukuhlala ngento and unemicabango eminingi before uzoyishare. Yazi uyayibuza ukuthi ngabe bazongithatha kanjani, or mhlampe bazongijaja. Laikhaya akekho umuntu esimjajayo, mhlampe yindaba nje very sensitive, uthi ungaba u-anonymous and then wayisho indaba yakho. Sabonisana ke nawe lapha ekhaya ukuthi mhlampe i-advice singamnikeza yona, noma izwi lithini uma kuza ku mhlampe kuleyo ithi ngiyibize i-challenge, ngoba we are challenged left, right and center. Akekho umuntu ongathi hayi mina my life is smooth nje, ngiphila kahle. Cha, ahlezi ekhona ama-challenges. Yeah, so ungahlali uwedwa ngaleyo challenge. Khuluma nathi and then sibonisane ukuthi singasizana kanjani. Nangomkhuleko, yebo, siyakwazi ukuthi ke sikhuleke nawe. And emkhulekweni kunamandla, uma abazalwane bahlangene and then bakubeka emkhulekweni na kanjani sizonqoba. 0123341322, ungangena nango WhatsApp 0826572729. Ngisalindile uyamazi umfundisi Shawn Sithlala kalenzi iphutha lokuthi ke angasithuleli izi, angiye kuye ke sizo ukuthi uNkulunkulu umphathiseni kulentambama.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Mama Nhlapo.
Murut.
I think it's correct to conclude in this. In this thorn issue. And maybe Mama Nhlapo to come little bit down to this level. Paulo Mama Nhlapo, he became so specific when he wrote a letter to the church. He say, put yourselves on test. Get into the classroom. Ne? Just it's a coole. Sometimes see Mama Nhlapo, because of depression, because of anger, because of not getting any resourceful source that can help you to walk out of the depth of the darkness that as individual you might find yourself in. The living word of living mighty holy God, it says the church was so, it was out of order. And the man says, when he comes back, Mama Nhlapo, no man, no woman, no child, nothing absolutely was created to suffer. But Mama Nhlapo, the strange thing, during that time, he allows some of other things to happen in our lives. But the moment to ha khutla hore tsohle tsena di sebetsa mmoho molemong wa thoriso ya Ntate Modimo. That is a very, very true. That is a very, 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 very true. I want to say to you, a person who feels like there is a thorn in your spirit, there is a thorn in your life, there is a burden that does not want to walk, go away or walk away. There is always somebody who's better and bigger than all. Let me take you back to the Genesis. After man has fallen from God, God he did not hate us. But instead, God, he came and he washed away our sins. He put the garments on the body of Adam and Eve. He covers them. So then, if Mudima Khona to cover the mountains with the lilies and make them so beautiful, what makes you doubt him? What makes you think that he won't make it for you? The Bible says that in Gethsemane, Mudimu Apoloko, he was praying, crying, sweating. Because the pain in his soul was so heavy. The thorn was tearing him apart spiritually. The thorn wanted to steal the anointment, wanted to steal the gift, wanted to steal the greatness, the mercy, the love, the glory, the godness in him. He could see that things are falling apart, but the Spirit of God was with him. God did not throw him away. The Bible says that he prayed and he cried. He sweat while he was praying. He was in such a heaviness. But the Spirit of God is always there. You're going through difficult times today in your life. But the word of living, mighty holy God, from the book of Judges 16:28, 2 Corinthians 12. You can take it from verse 1 going downwards. It gives that assurance. Sorry. Paul, he was such a close man. He was praying. He was a prayer warrior. But there are things that he could not take away from himself by himself. There are things that needs you to die and surrender yourself unto God. And let his will be. The very same God of salvation, Jesus Christ, whom we are praying, he's shown us in Gethsemane that not everything is by his strength and the mighty of you and I, but it's all, everything it is by the Spirit of the, by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's all by the power of the will of Yeshua, of Yahweh. It is by the will of God. He stood there. He prayed. He did all. But the will of God was the only center, the main center thing in his spirit. You're going through hard times. You're going through darkness. You're going through this difficult time in your life. Do not give up. Ungalahli themba lakho. Yes, you are beaten daily, but there's always the light at the end of the tunnel. There is. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 6 to verse 10. Yes, Mantua Satani. A kaka voice is very nice. It's always close to the truth, but it's not. It's very, very close to the truth, but it's not. But I'm saying to you, my mantap enclosure to your listeners, before you open the door, that door, if the Spirit of God says, do not go that route, just don't go that route. There is a spiritual meaning for that. There is. there is. Maybe now you want to resolve the last resort that you can see now to move out of or walk out of your situation. You feel like, let me give myself up to these males. Let me give myself up to these women so they do as they please with my body. My word is, before you open that door, go back to your creator. Go back to the old roads and ask for direction. The thorn, inzima lendlela inameva iyahlaba nokuhlaba, but pambili we go forward, backward never. Ungalahli ithemba lakho. God has placed you where you are. There's a purpose. Because it says, in conclusion, my grace, it is sufficient. One more last time, Samsona Kopantatimudim. Let me, just this one time. And God, he granted him. Luena, you, God, he will give you what you're asking for. Allow Holy Spirit to put the armor, his holy armor on your body according to his own will, not according to your will, but to in his own capacity and his own will. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, now and forever. Amen and amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Amen and amen. Yo, re lebohile haholo moruti. Inamandla kakhulu indaba abayikhuluma uyikhulume from last week esherela la ngale thorn uNkulunkulu uthi uma uweak yena ustrong uba strong for wena. Aphinde asho njengoba umfundisi befunda la izwini uthi my grace is sufficient. UNkulunkulu uthi my grace is sufficient. Okusho ukuthi even with that thorn oyithwele ayithikameza ukuthi ungayiphili impilo yakho fully mzalwane. So esho la umfundisi uthini, uthi walk boldly mzalwane. Ngobani? Ngoba umusa kaNkulunkulu ukumbese ngawo, umusa wakhe sufficient for wona. So wena ungabuki this thorn mhlambe kwamanje njengoba ekhuluma uyayibona le thorn uyithwele ukuthi it keeps you ekutheni ungakwazi ukuphila impilo yakho ngokugcwele. So today mvumele uNkulunkulu ukuthi akayisuse leyo thorn, mvumele ukuthi ke apholise lawo manxeba ukuthi le thorn iyenze ukuthi ube nawo. Ngoba ngempela uma sihamba ebunzimeni kuba khona ukulimala spiritually, kuba khona ukulimala even nasenyameni. So mvumele uNkulunkulu ukuthi akawapholise lawo manxeba. So umbuzo wami today kungaba ukuthi wena uma uyibuka impilo yakho, how has God's grace shown up lapho ubuthakathaka khona? I believe ukuthi you have a testimony ukuthi yeyi bahle bekunzima kodwa ngambona uNkulunkulu engiphakamisa, ngawubona umusa kaNkulunkulu ungiphakamisa kulobunzima. Asimphelezele ke umfundisi ngalo mhlabelelo weTshwane Gospel Choir bathi Madi Jwali. Sizothola imotivation ngiyathemba la ekhona uPastor DK use ready ukuzosibusisa.
Get your daily bread but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you.
Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.